This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay foundation stones and flag off multiple development projects worth more than 47,800 crore rupees in Assam today. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Puja and flag off several projects worth ₹4,570 crore. The Prime Minister will lay foundation stone of a road infrastructure project, Assam Mala 3.0, and six number of road projects including four flyovers and two bridges for the BTC area. The PM will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar district and will also flag off three new trains, Kamakha, Sarlapalli, Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati, New Jalpaiguri Express, and Narangi Agartala Express. At Guwahati, the PM will perform Bhumi Pujan, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation several development projects around ₹19,680 crore. The PM will also symbolically hand over land patas to eligible tea garden workers of the state and dedicate the 150 megawatt Kopili hydropower project. The Prime Minister will also release the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.3 crore farmers across the country from Guwahati. Aminul Haq Zardar, Akash.
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues, including a demand for a discussion on the issue of LPG. When the House reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray urged the protesting opposition members to allow the House to function smoothly. She said the entire country is watching their behavior, which is not appropriate for the dignity of democracy. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said opposition leaders are engaging in undisciplined activities inside the parliament premises by bringing food items and creating disruptions. He said opposition parties believe that such acts of drama can attract public attention. Mr. Rijiju added that the conduct of Congress members is deteriorating. The presiding officer tried to resume discussion on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-26, but the opposition members continued their sloganeering and came into the well. It led to the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up question hour, but the opposition members were on their feet to raise their issues. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways has achieved an overall punctuality of 77%, with 24 railway divisions recording more than 90% on-time performance. Replying during the question hour in Rajya Sabha, Ashwini Vaishnav said the Railways has adopted multiple strategies to improve the performance of its vast network. He said advanced technical tools, including IT-based systems, AI-based analysis, have been deployed to identify and resolve structural issues in train timetables. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved more than 1,912 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland and Jammu and Kashmir affected by flood, flash flood, cloudburst, cyclone Montha, landslides last year. Military activity across West Asia has intensified over the past few hours with fresh strikes and aerial interceptions reported in several parts of the region. Israeli military said its aircraft carried out strikes in Tehran targeting checkpoints run by the besieged paramilitary force. Tensions also remain high around the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismaili Baghai said the strait remains a tool of pressure, adding that some vessels may still be allowed to pass if they coordinate directly with the Iranian Navy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Jose Antonio Kast on assuming the office of the President of Chile. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely with President Kast to further strengthen the friendly relations between the nations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.